Cabrera is a prominent role model in history. Blood gained victory over the sword on the day of Ashura, and Zainab al-Kubra was the cause of that victory. Assalamu alaikum, you're watching Noteworthy. To fully comprehend the message of Karbala, one has to fathom two thoughts. One is the rising of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and the other is the rising of Zainab salamullah alayha. After the martyrdom of her brother and her two sons in the Battle of Karbala, Zainab salamullah alayha stood tall and said, "O my Lord, accept our humble sacrifice to you." A part of the sermon which Zainab salamullah alayha gave with utmost bravery in the gathering of Yazid in Syria, which shook his gathering and still echoes through time and space, was, "By Allah, you cannot remove us from the minds of people, and you cannot fade our message. You will never reach our glory and can never wash the stain of this crime from your hands. Your decisions will not be stable, your period of ruling will be short, and your population will scatter. In that day, a voice will scream, 'Indeed, may the curse of Allah be upon the oppressors.'" Lady Zainab defended Wilaya. This was because the forces of righteousness were apparently defeated in a military fight in Karbala. But Lady Zainab's behavior was the factor that turned this apparent defeat into permanent and decisive victory. She played a brilliant role, making sure the enemies who had apparently won the battle and slain all their opponents feel humiliated in their own base. She branded them with permanent disgrace and turned their victory into defeat. She informed them about the torment they have called upon themselves by denying the leadership appointed by God and killing a righteous leader in the lanes of Karbala. That is what Lady Zainab did. She proved that it is possible to turn feminine morality and modesty into glory and fight for Allah. Zainab salamullah alayha stressed in her speeches that righteous people should not at all be affected by the harsh circumstances they undergo, and that's exactly what she did. She reiterated that Ahlul Bayt are the people of strong presence, strength, confidence and faith despite the drastic and harsh calamity that fell upon them and her family.
Assalamu alayki ya Zainab al-Kubra. Assalamu alayki ayyatuha al-mazluma. Assalamu alayki ya aqilatu bani Hashim.